I got some people sitting there looking at me like, you're stunned. Well, I go to church. Oh, I wonder if that's solving the problem of the world. He said he'd never do that again. Well, sweetheart, me and you're living with a different understanding of God, aren't we? In times past, God revealed himself through the prophets in fragmentary and varied ways. But this, the final age, he has revealed himself through his Son, who's the exact representation of the Father. God is good. That's the revelation of Jesus, is that we kill God and he forgives us. I'm going to share with you, since you mentioned that. I was in Illinois last spring when the Mississippi was flooding and people's houses were washed away, and I kept hearing that. People kept saying, what's God telling us? What's God telling us? What's God telling us? And finally, one day I heard it enough, and I said, well, wait a minute. Here's what God's telling you. Why do you live here? You know why the people live there? It's the richest farmland on the earth. You know why it's rich? Because a sucker overflows. And the Indians knew better than to live down there on it. They lived up on a hill. It's only an arrogant man that'll move down there by that river knowing the water rises 35 feet in the air. That's what God's trying to tell us. We want our cake and eat it too. We want to be God. That's just like building the Tower to Babel. Now, God's not, all he's telling us is we're dumb. That river's always rose like that. There's always been earthquakes in California. They're going to continue to be there. There's mudslides when it rains on that kind of soil. That's what God's telling us. Why don't you build a house where the ground's solid? No, I want to live on the beach. And he says, well, go ahead and build it on the beach. And yeah, every 50 years, your house will slide down to the water. That's what God's telling us. We quit this stuff. This is sick. You know, Jesus tried to tell people that. He said, do you believe that the people that the Tower of Siloam fell on was worse than you? And you remember him saying that? You think they were worse than you? God isn't doing that, folks. That's just the way things naturally work. He gave me and you sense enough to be able to do certain things about it. Certain we can't. Remember, we need a Savior because of suffering and death. You're going to die. If you could control those things, you wouldn't die. That's ultimately what we're talking about, isn't it? We're really not worried about our house sliding down the water, is it? Or we're really not worried about a river rising up over it. Why'd I die? I don't want to die. I want to be in control of this. Okay? Okay. That's my feeling about why the rivers flood and why people get their houses washed away and why you blow all the houses away on the tip of Florida. It's been going on for thousands of years. It's nothing new. And there's people standing on TV preaching. Oh, yes, Jesus is about to come back. Look at all these things. He said these things would happen. You know what he said? He said these things would happen to every generation. You go read the very scripture where that is. And he said, this generation will not pass away until all of these things happen. There'll be wars. There'll be rumors of wars. There'll be earthquakes. And there'll be famine. Before Peter died. You understand? And no generation ever dies without experiencing them, do they? Glory to God, folks. It's now. You show me somebody's got his mind on, yes, God's getting us and he's going to be back tomorrow, and I'll show you somebody living one crapola of a life. Boy, and we're getting that thrown at us. Quit watching the religion on TV, folks. I wonder why Jesus never did came in as a TV. I wonder why he never wrote anything. This is something you live. I'm almost, please forgive me for standing up here talking to you. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I'm not living what I'm talking about, it's absolutely no good at all. And then none of you know whether I'm living it. There's no value in this at all if I'm not living it. And if you hear it and don't do it, does our life say amen to good or to evil? See, I just showed you something good in the flood, didn't I? Fertilize the land. No, God's evil and he's getting even with us. That's a different God than Jesus revealed. God is good. Could you imagine that good could come from AIDS? Could you imagine good could come from a leper, from leprosy? Let me tell you what will change this country. If all these families that know somebody with AIDS would go take one of them, move them into their house and take care of them. Something good would come from AIDS. All things work together for the good. Things are happening just exactly the way God said they'd happen. If you do this, this happens. It's not something God's not sitting up there doing it. You sleep with everybody and get all kind of sex practices and these things happen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. What you sow is what you reap. You lie to your kids and your kids will be liars. You steal and your kids will be thieves. And probably everybody sitting around here saying, well, I don't lie and I don't steal. And I'll tell everybody in here you lie and you steal. Don't get too upset with me now. Now, y'all, take it easy. Okay. Folks, I was doing this a long time before I knew I was a liar. Y'all understand? Well, let me try to help you understand. One day I went to walk out of my house, and my wife said to me, honey, would you call Marge and tell her that we can't come to her house Thursday night? Sure, sweetie. I left, went about my business, and at 5 o'clock I walk in the door, and my wife's first words were, did you remember to call Marge? And I said to her without thinking, one moment, I called her 3 times, but she wasn't home. Now, none of y'all ever done that, have you? I hadn't thought of my wife all day. Now, I know none of you do that. That's just me. And I didn't think I did it for years. And I didn't think about it, folks. It wasn't a conscious decision. I did it because I was afraid. I was afraid of what my wife would think of me. Do you do that? You getting caught in a pinch, do you lie? I'll tell you what. Probably most everybody in here has told one today. We'll discover the problem a little bit more. How about there's a story about a little 7-year-old that comes home from school, and he's got a note from the principal that says, please come to Johnny's dad. Please come to school with Johnny tomorrow. He's in trouble. So dad goes to school with Johnny, and the principal says, Mr. Jones, you got a serious problem. Your son's a thief. You know, some of us have heard that. Devastating. Oh, my God, my son? What did he steal? He stole pencils. So the kid gets a demerit. He gets expelled from school for the day, and him and his dad's riding home, and dad is ticked. You know, this is the guy that was going to go to Annapolis, folks. He had all these wonderful plans that he'd be what daddy never was. He pokes the kid and he says, Johnny, I told you you don't have to steal pencils. I can get you all you want at the office. I know you don't do that. And I'm sure that every time you ever had a garage sale, you claimed it all on your IRS form. Isn't it amazing we don't like to talk about this? I go to church, man. What do you mean? Or any of you ever did this? You go into a restaurant to eat, and you've got this precious little child that just turned 13. And the whole family's there, and the waitress walks up, and it says on the menu, children 12 and under eat free. Oh. Got you, Bruce. Got you, Bruce. For $5. For $5. Now, folks, I'll tell you what. You'll never have God communicate. You are never discover God until you get in touch with this. Because He can't communicate through this. And this is in everybody. And anybody that's sitting there saying, well, I don't do that, I'm telling you, I nailed you. The thing that you'll resist the most is the thing that you're the most into. And I know you don't know it. I understand that. It's a blindness. Remember, I started off saying man's problem is a blindness. Okay? Now, y'all take it easy with yourselves. Don't nobody get to thinking you're the worst. I'm probably the worst of the lot. That's why God's got me standing up here. As I've walked this walk, I have discovered the things that I used to think were the bad things I was doing in my life, they were a piece of cake. Woo! There's a story about a person that's walking down a path, and he comes on his friend Bruce. Bruce, I like the way you laughed at that last one. Here's a guy that knows a little bit about himself. Yeah, I did that at Disney World. You might have did it then for $7.50 or $10 and a half. I don't know. You know, some of us are cheaper crooks than others. Some of us are big. Some of us, it takes $100,000 to get us to cheat. Some of us, it might take $1 million. Some of us do it for 10. Some of us do it for $1.50. Any of you girls ever hide a dress? You buy a dress, you know, and you hide it. And 3 months later, you put the sucker on. Come through, your new husband's going someplace, and he says, Marianne, you got a new dress. Oh, no, I've had it a long time. This is for better or for worse. You know, I mean, I'd die for this guy. Bull tootie. I've had it a long time. That's just a big lie, you know. Oh, I've had it a long time. You let him ask her how much it cost. How much did it cost you? Well, it was on sale, half price, $35. She paid $150 for it. Afraid to tell him the truth. Wonder why we're like that. Okay. Folks, if we don't get to know ourselves, you'll never know God. If you could find everything there was to know about you, the only thing that would be left about you is God. There's a story of a guy walking down a path, and he comes on his friend Bruce. And Bruce is on his hands and knees looking around for something. And David says, Bruce, what you looking for? He says, David, I've lost my key and I'm looking for it. So I get down on my hands and knees and I begin to look with Bruce. After about 30 minutes, my knees are getting sore and I say, Bruce, just where'd you lose that key down here? Bruce says, oh, I lost it back at the house. I said, Bruce, why are we looking here? There's more light here. Pretty dumb, isn't it, Bruce? It's bright out here. It's dark back in the house. I don't want to look there. But, folks, he won't find the key, will he? Where did mankind lose God? Where did mankind lose God? ain't lose him in no garden. Give me a break. The only problem that man has is between his ears. There is no problem on this earth except between the ears of man. That's our soul. We lost him in our soul. Wonder why we can't find him. Because you'll spend your whole lifetime looking in me. Because there's more light. I can see that sucker. Boy, he's a lying thief. Look at my kid. Bunch of drug addicts. Liars. Why you lie to me, boy? I didn't teach you to lie. Yeah, you did. He learned to lie at home. Oh, David, I wouldn't teach my kids to lie. Oh, come on, give me a break. You know, were they sitting there when you said seven adults and one child? Think they're stupid? Understand? We love to look at other people, don't we? Oh, I know God's not my husband. I've been looking. A lot of light there. I know that sucker. I know how self-centered he is. I know how self-centered my pastor is. That no good sucker. All he thinks about is himself. But where will we not look? Inside ourselves, because it's dark. It's easy to look in others, folks. But you know what? The only thing you see in others is what you got. It's the light that you look at with. The light that you see with is darkness. You're going to see darkness. Okay? Now, I don't even tell you this. I don't want anybody to get down on themselves. I've discovered, see, when I could begin to admit what I was, I didn't get down on me. I found something else there. I was down on me before. Don't be afraid to look in your heart. And your heart's not here. That's a thumping muscle. Your heart's here. Matter of fact, I think when Scripture talks the heart, it's talking about your unconscious. Your unconscious. The story I told you about me and my wife, it's a true story. I didn't think one minute about telling her that. I didn't have to. And I discovered that I'd do it any time that to tell the truth would make me look bad. And I could do it, and you didn't know. There was no way she could have proved whether I called or not. How many of you think you discipline your kids, or how many of you believe you were disciplined until you stopped lying? Don't raise your hand. No, you were disciplined until you stopped getting caught. You learn how to do it and not get caught. And then we don't think we lie anymore. I don't lie. Only when it's convenient. You know, we'll sit around in these groups right here, especially at a place like this, and we'll start giving our testimonies. Pretty soon we're raising the dead. Right? Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Everybody in here knows. Whether you believe it or not, I love you. Just the way you are. Sure do love you, folks. And I'll see you tomorrow, and we'll continue this.